This is the Makeup Show podcast, where we take some time every week to talk all things about makeup, from kit to career, from artistry to inspiration, and everything in between. With decades of experience in all areas of the industry, award-winning makeup artists Danessa Myricks and James Vincent travel the world meeting and educating makeup lovers. In this podcast, Danessa and James share the wealth of their knowledge and career insights with you.
Hello, hello, hello. Howdy, howdy. Hey guys, it is James Vincent. This is the Makeup Show podcast. I am unfortunately all on my own tonight. It is just Jeremy and I here in our living room studio because, as you know, Danessa has been on the road and in New York City and all over the United States. We are following some new universal precautions. And so with everything happening in the city right now, I told Danessa this week I would tackle the topic on my own. I am sure, as I am hearing so much in the news about the coronavirus, COVID-19. In our industry this weekend, we've seen some major beauty events, music events, all kinds of fashion events get canceled due to the crisis. And today, which is Tuesday, you'll listen to this on a Wednesday, we had to postpone the Makeup Show Houston. Now, this was not an easy decision. I will tell you, as a New Yorker, I am someone who thinks very little sometimes about my health. And so we were really working to kind of produce the makeup show and take every preventative measure that we could to keep everyone safe. With the makeup show, we have been consulting with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, as well as local public health authorities regarding participation in our events in Houston, New York City, and in Amsterdam. What many of you might not know is that Shelly Tagar, who owns the makeup show, also runs Metropolitan Pavilion. And in her role there as vice president and creative, she produces over 350 events a year. Well, what does this mean for the makeup show? It means that quite frequently we are able to tap into unions, health organizations, and other organizations that give us great advice on what we can do to create an experience, an environment that works well for you. And so because after the announcement, I started getting so many emails and so many messages, we decided that I would jump on and do a quick show tonight about sanitation and hygiene. Now, I want to say I am not a doctor. I am not a nurse. I am in no way a health practitioner. But I am someone who is very passionate about practicing good hygiene and sanitation. And really, kids, this is really what we need to do right now. As beauty industry professionals and beauty experts, we go above and beyond the general population when it comes to practicing good hygiene and sanitation. We have been trained in ways to protect ourselves and our clients from the transmitting virus and bacteria. And so we are in a good position. I want you all to be safe and I want you all to be cautious, but I also want to be clear that, you know, we need to move forward in a mindful way, but I don't want to create any panic. One of the most important things that you can do right now, according to our conversation today with the Center for Disease Control, is make sure that you are not panicking and that you are getting all of your information from credible news sources. Now, in the age of social media, it can be almost impossible to verify which sources are credible and who is just kind of spinning out. You know my thoughts on a 24-hour news cycle. You know, in a 24-hour news cycle, you've got to create a constant story. And when you are going onto the news, going onto social media, reading about all of these stories, all of these things that are happening in the world, it becomes very difficult to not get swept up in it. I also know that for many of you that might be listening, you are losing jobs, myself included. I have had so many paying jobs cancel in the last few weeks. I have had so many friends who are behind the chair in salons or have their own aesthetic practices who are having clients cancel. We have wedding clients, bridal clients that are canceling on makeup artists all over the world. It is a scary time. And so I hope that some of the information I'm giving you might make you feel a little bit better. Now, the biggest thing I want you to think about is really common sense, and it is just to avoid going out in public if you're sick, especially if you are someone who has a compromised immune system. Living in New York City, we are in crowds constantly. The city is full of millions of people taking the same subway every day, working in the same places. And so it goes against our mentality as Americans, if you're listening in the United States, to stay home when you're sick. But really, out of all of the conversations we had with the Center for Disease Control today, this is their major push. People need to stay home if they're sick. And they're also recommending that if you live in a home with someone else, that you dedicate one room and one bathroom, if possible, for the person or patient who might possibly be infected. Now, that is not easy in a New York apartment, but I know for many of you, you might have different living situations than the shoeboxes we live in this city. They're also saying one of the easiest things that you can do to prevent the spread of this virus is to cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue and then throw the tissue in the trash. Now, that seems like something you learn in nursery school or kindergarten, but I know that for many of us as health industry professionals, we've been taught to sneeze into our shoulder. It's just something that you do when you're working, but what they are saying is it is better for everyone involved, if you capture that sneeze or cough, dispose of it, and then wash your hands. When we're talking about washing your hands, when we're talking about taking care of your kit, when we're talking about taking care of your station, what we're really talking about are two different things. We're talking about cleaning and we're talking about disinfecting. Now, today we were talking to the Center for Disease Control and they sent us over some guidelines for makeup stations and workshops. And what they're saying about cleaning is that cleaning refers to the removal of germs, dirt, and impurities from surfaces. Cleaning does not kill germs, but by removing them, it lowers their numbers and the risk of spreading infection. Common sense, right? Again, something in the beauty industry that we always do. I know that many of you practice these great hygiene principles every day. But we're also talking about disinfecting. And disinfecting is different than cleaning because disinfecting refers to using chemicals to kill germs on surfaces. This process does not necessarily clean dirty surfaces or remove germs, but by killing germs on a surface after cleaning, it can further lower the risk of spreading infection. As makeup artists, as hairstylists, as estheticians, we probably are used to disinfecting or cleaning, but what they're recommending right now is the combination of both on any of your hard and soft surfaces, if possible, especially any surfaces or tools that will be coming into contact with yourself, a client, or multiple people. Makes perfect sense, right? Everyone's following along with me. It's very strange for me to not have Danessa or anyone here to kind of jump in with me. But if you know me, you know I have no problem just talking and talking. But I'm going to keep this quick. And I want to talk next about the idea of washing your hands. Now, kids, I know as makeup artists, we are washing our hands constantly. It is something that we probably practice more than most individuals. But when you're washing your hands with soap and water, they are recommending that you are doing that for a long time, at least the amount of time it takes to get through the birthday song 3 times. After going to the bathroom, before eating, after blowing your nose, coughing or sneezing, after touching your client's face or finishing with one client and moving on to another, it becomes really important that you wash your hands with hot water and soap. Warm water that is not going to be the point of burning your hands, but something that is warm enough to do the job. If soap and water are not readily available, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. you want to wash your hands as frequently as you can, but for many of us, when we're working with makeup clients, it becomes impossible to wash your hands after touching their face each time. And this is a place where hand sanitizer can really come in and do a great job of helping you to keep things on the up and up. If soap and water are not available, hand sanitizers are a great alternative, but they are not the solution. You want to wash your hands as frequently as you can. And what I have started doing in the last few weeks is even letting my clients know I'm stepping away to wash my hands right now. When I'm at the beginning of the application, when I'm moving from one area of the face to the other, when I am switching, you know, from complexion into brows or eyes, when I'm done working with the eyes, when I'm working with the nose or mouth, I want to be sure that my client is feeling confident and comfortable in my good hygiene practices. And I have noticed that in the last few weeks, people have really appreciated the diligence. I want you to also think about the fact that as makeup artists, as hairstylists, as estheticians, we're creating an environment that feels calm and feels safe. And so you don't want your client to see you panicking or overreacting. And I would urge that you don't really start conversations about the good hygiene practices, but just let them know, include them in your decision making. I'm just going to step away to wash my hands, or oh, I'm just opening this, you know, in front of you. I've just sanitized the area. Bringing little pieces like that into your conversation without actively talking about coronavirus is probably a great thing to do, because we're probably all tired of talking about coronavirus. When you are washing your hands, when you're sanitizing in between, we're also talking about sanitizing your brushes and any surfaces and any tools. As makeup artists, we are very readily using palettes and spatulas and making sure that we're not double dipping when it comes to those cream or liquid product. In speaking to some experts today, what we are also suggesting is that you start scraping your powder product. There are sanitizing product available like Beauty So Clean, but what they are recommending is that beauty professionals who have to work on multiple people or who are worried about maintaining the safety of their professional makeup kit should be scraping powder product off onto their palette and then using it with a disposable or your makeup brush. So that way you do not risk cross-contaminating even your powder product. Now, I know that sounds strange for a lot of people. Many people who went to cosmetology or aesthetic school always work this way with their shadow palettes. But for many of us who kind of came up in the fashion world, traditionally we have not scraped product off when it's been powder. What I want you to think about is how you are protecting your client and yourself just by implementing some of these very easy procedures. The other thing that you could do is switch to product that does not require you to work from palette. I have been really loving working with individual cream colors, cream shadows, cream lipstick, cream blushes, things like Danessa Myrick's Color Fix or Stila Convertible Color, where I can scrape the product, squeeze the product out, put it onto a palette, bring it onto a brush, and I never have to worry about double dipping into any type of palette. If you are someone who loves loose pigment, this is also a great alternative because you don't have to worry about cross-contamination. You can put your loose pigment onto your palette and work without worry. When you are working as a makeup artist and an esthetician, I think you also have to think about the fact that we are working very intimately with people and we're there on their important days. And one of the things I think that many of our clients are dealing with is the fear already of contamination, of their big day, of their event, of their photo shoot, whatever it is. And when we come in calm and confident with procedures that we can put in place to show them that we are already practicing this good hygiene and sanitation, it makes everybody more confident and comfortable. Now, a lot of people have been emailing me and messaging me and DMing me today asking about the idea of wearing gloves and masks. So I asked our contact at the CDC, and what they said is the CDC does not recommend that people who are well wear a face mask to protect themselves from respiratory diseases, including COVID-19. Face masks should be used by people who show symptoms of COVID-19 to help prevent the spread of the disease to others. The use of face masks is also crucial for health workers and people who are taking care of someone in close settings. Now, I took this to mean that if you are someone who is working in an environment where you are applying lashes to someone, you're doing brow tinting, you're doing any type of facial or work as an esthetician, then I think that people wear masks all the time in this area of the industry. And if you are a makeup artist who's going to feel more comfortable because you're wearing a face mask, or you think your client might be more comfortable, I say go for it. The idea of wearing gloves is also something that many estheticians, tattoo artists, you know, people who are working in permanent beauty bring into their everyday. As makeup artists and hairstylists, we don't always do that. If you are going to feel more confident because you are wearing a latex or non-latex glove, or your client is going to feel more comfortable, implement it into your everyday. This is a time where I think people appreciate any caution that you are taking. The other big thing that came across today in the meetings that Shelly and I had were the idea of touching your face. On average, they told us, people touch their faces up to 3,000 times a day. That was crazy to me. And I'm someone, because I have a beard and because I'm very dramatic, I touch my face quite constantly. And what they're saying is you really want to avoid this, especially if you are in the process of touching other people, such as applying makeup or lashes or working in that way. Coronavirus is spread through mucous membranes, eyes, mouth, and nose. So working in the salon or working on a set, you're exposed to all of those germs. What you want to do is try and remind yourself that touching your face is not something you want to do right now. And for me, it's almost impossible. They really are urging us, in between each time you touch the face, that you at least sanitize your hand. Now, for many makeup artists, this is something we always do. If you apply eyeshadow, when you go back onto the next part of the face, you sanitize your hand in between. Just start doing that more. Diligence is really the key when you are working right now in the beauty profession. Another thing that you can do when you're working with your client is to tone their skin before you start working. Now, this is something that I was talking to today with a few estheticians who are in the process of building protocols for their school on practicing during the COVID-19 outbreak. And toning the skin, I was told, brings the pH level to a place where bacteria doesn't grow. Now, this is a viral infection, but what they're saying is toning the skin is a great way to protect your client, prepare the skin, get their skin ready for makeup, and be sure that you are taking that time to cleanse properly. I love to work with toners that are very gentle, but what they were saying today is something that is a little bit astringent, that has that little bit of alcohol in it, might be the way to go. I am not an esthetician. I do have some of my favorite toners, and I will list them on the Instagram page when this goes live. Clean and disinfect your objects and your tools that you're touching all the time frequently. What they're suggesting is that we even move to hard surface or disposable mats that we can work off of, or that as soon as you are done with the job, you are laundering any soft material that you might be using to lay your kit down on. Sponges, makeup wipes, any of those things. Even your makeup wipes that are not individually wrapped could risk cross-contamination. Now, that sounds very funny to a lot of people, but this is a time where we want to be extra cautious. So anything where you are opening up a package, pulling something out, and bringing it to someone, you do risk the idea of contamination on that package. So something like individual makeup wipes like Alcones, something like cotton pads with traditional makeup cleansers might be safer at this time than containers where you are pulling and closing the container back up. Guys, this is, you know, for most of us, for many of us, these are already things that we do every day. And I don't want this to sound redundant to you, but I just want you to know that we are so dedicated to being diligent in making sure that our makeup community has all of this information. We want you to understand that even small changes in your procedures can protect you, your family, and your clients. And one of the takeaways that we learned today from the CDC that I wanted to share with you was to clean and disinfect your frequently touched objects and surfaces, like I just talked about. But they're also recommending that we start carrying and stocking up on things like Lysol or bleach-based wipes. This is a great way to disinfect your surface if you're going into a photo studio or a hotel or someone's home, if you're working in a salon or spa situation. I'm sure you're already doing this, but for many of us who are traveling to other people's homes or working out of hotel rooms or photo studios, it's probably something that I haven't really thought about before. The idea of deep cleaning, wiping down the stations and even the chairs between appointments or clients, wiping down phones, your own personal phone, making sure that you're not touching other people's phones, wiping down and disinfecting all of your tools, and even little things like door handles will help to reduce the spread of the germs from person to person. So think about when you're walking into an environment, think about the stations and the places that you're working in, and really work to elevate the level and protocol of your hygiene practices. I also like to disinfect the area around me in the air. And I asked this with the CDC today, and they kind of didn't give me a straight answer. But you know, for me, I like to prepare an environment. And so I do use burnable bundles like smudge sticks, candles. I use atmosphere sprays that contain alcohol, witch hazels, essential oils, things like that, just to freshen the air, because I do sometimes work in places where there are a lot of people. And so while I like to prepare an environment, protect my energy, I do like the idea of kind of cleansing and clearing the air as well. Now, I've done some research, but you know, there are always those confirmation biases online, Jeremy will tell you. But in my research, what I've been told is burning smudge sticks or bundles like sage, bay leaf, cedar, pine, mugwort, any of these things can help to disinfect a small area. You can also use essential oils as bactericides or bacteriostatic, but they do tend to pair well with disinfectants like witch hazel, peroxide, or alcohol. We like to work with organic alcohol, and we like to work with something that we know has a bit of time to evaporate. So they're saying 70% alcohol is the one that you should be working with. When you are finishing up your jobs, when you are done with your clients, what you want to do is make sure that you are disinfecting your kit and deep cleaning your product and your brushes with soap and water. Brush soaps are an important aspect right now because they are a great way to get rid of anything that might be contaminating your tools. I've always been a fan of traditional brush soaps and water. Some of my favorites are shampoos like Dr. Bronner's, Castile Soap. You know, I make my own brush soap with Rebels and Outlaws. That is a vegan formula that we do with the Crazy Merman. And hard brush soaps or liquid brush soaps are a great way to get all of that pigment out of your brushes, but also leave those people behind. With Rebels and Outlaws, I also put a big crystal in there to leave that past energy out there. But so now, in addition to your set sanitation that you've been working with, in addition to your deep cleaning brush cleaners that many of you carry, what the CDC is recommending is that you are also using soap and water on any of your brushes or tools that it is possible to do that on. You want to use your brush soap or your shampoo, rinse it with warm water, shape it back like a paintbrush, let them lie flat to dry, let them air dry, and then they will be great for use with another client. We're also encouraging you, and this was one of the biggest pieces that they hit today in our interactions, encourage good health among your makeup artists and stylists. You know, I think it goes without saying that a strong immune system means eating when you need to, resting when you need to, taking your vitamins, making sure that you're taking breaks when you need to. It comes from ensuring that you're drinking the right amount of water and you're hydrating yourself properly. When your mucous membranes are hydrated, when your skin is moisturized, it has a less risk of taking in airborne pathogens. So you want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. As an industry, we are so bad at making time for ourselves and making ourselves the focus of self-care. But at this time, in order to really make sure that you are working to your best ability as a makeup artist, if you really want to take care of your family and your clients, you've got to take care of yourself first. A strong immune system has never been more important. If you have more questions, if you really want to deep dive into this, if you are someone who is listening to my slight bit of information, you know, I'm reminding you again, I am not an expert. I am someone who deeply loves this industry. I am someone who really cares about my makeup artists and my hairstylists. I am someone who is reading these hundreds and hundreds of messages that I've been getting every day. Guys, I have to tell you, the number of messages that I've received in the last week has gone from a few hundred to hundreds and hundreds. People are afraid. People are looking for real information, and people really are looking for resources. People are losing jobs. People are worried about getting paid. People are worried about taking care of their clients, but they're also worried about taking care of their families. And so while I am not a medical expert, and while I do not work for the Center for Disease Control, it was so important to me to be able to take this few minutes with you and to really give you any information that I have and let you know that here, you know, with the Makeup Show podcast, we want to continue to be that resource for you. If you need more advice, if you want to know more safety precautions recommended by the Department of Health and the World Health Organization, go to their websites, go to their Instagrams. They have so many great videos. They have amazing interactive websites where you can ask questions. They have FAQ pages, FAQ pages, where you are able to read through and read everything that they have to say on taking precautions and proper sanitation protocols, as well as everything that you can do to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. I'm also going to urge you, keep up with the news. You know, I know it's so difficult right now to separate the real news from the fake news. I know it's so difficult, you know, in a 24-hour news cycle to pull out the real pieces and talk about credible news sources. But pay attention to what's happening in your town. Listen to what's going on in your city and your state. It is important that you keep yourself educated, because information here and real information, true information, credible information, is really what is going to keep us all safe. In an upcoming show, we will be speaking to the importance of contracts and deal memos and cancellations and all of those other things that happen sometimes when we're in a crisis. But tonight, I just wanted to take a moment with you and give you any information that I had about keeping yourself safe and let you know that we are here standing with you, Danessa and I and The Makeup Show, at your side. Artists United, we love you guys. We'll get through all of this, and just so you know, we're all in this together. Have a good night, guys, and we will see you next week. I love you. Bye. If you are watching us on Instagram, keep following us at The Makeup Show Podcast. If you are listening to us, rate, review, and follow us, and let all of your friends know. We love our ratings and our 5-star reviews, and we love you guys, and we are excited to do this for you every week. Thanks, guys.